The COVID-19 pandemic is life-threatening only for a limited subgroup of patients who manifest severe respiratory failure and/or multi-organ failure, and it is of utmost importance to be able to identify those at risk for an effective management strategy. Hemodialysis patients, a population of high mortality, are considered more vulnerable to the severe form of COVID-19, although there are some conflicting international reports. We present here in a retrospective study our experience of COVID-19 in a cohort of 32 maintenance hemodialysis patients hospitalized in a single center in Greece before vaccination, regarding clinical presentation, outcome, and laboratory kinetics. We present also a simple radiology score of lung infiltrates from chest computer tomography, the COVASC score. Our key findings are that traditional risk factors for COVID-19 from the general population, as advanced age, male sex, and comorbidities, do not apply in dialysis patients. New clinical parameters, as the WHO severity score, the frailty index, the COVASC radiology score, and mostly the first 10 days kinetics of certain laboratory parameters, could help the clinicians to potentially identify those with adverse outcome, being severe lung disease and or death.